Amazing Grace, last night in Thousand Oaks, California, at a vigil for the 12 people killed in a mass shooting inside a bar and restaurant. As investigators look for a motive, relatives of some of the victims are calling for action on gun control. Telemachus Erfanos survived last year's shooting in Las Vegas, but was killed Wednesday in the Thousand Oaks shooting. Here's his mother, Susan Schmidt Erfanos.
He didn't come home last night, and I don't want prayers. I don't want thoughts. I want gun control, and I hope to God nobody else sends me any more prayers. I want gun control. No more guns.
Some say what's missing in the conversation about gun violence is talking about gun violence as a public health issue. Dr. Sandro Galea, dean of the Boston University School of Public Health, has written extensively on the issue. Dean Galea joins us now. Good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let me ask this question first, if I might. Why do you think gun violence should be addressed as a public health issue?
Well, I think former Surgeon General David Satcher had this well when he said, well, if gun violence isn't a public health issue, why are so many people dying from it? At the end of the day, this is an issue that is killing 35,000 Americans a year, which makes it an issue of concern for public health.
We often hear people say more guns would make people safer and help stop mass shootings. But in a book you're soon releasing called Well, you write that guns function as a kind of contagion, like a disease. What do you mean by that?
Well, first of all, there is no evidence whatsoever that that all it takes to stop bad guys with guns is good guys with guns. In fact, the evidence shows very clearly that you're one of the things that gives you the highest risk of being shot or killed by a gun is actually having a gun. So the notion that what we need are more guns to stop the bad guys is simply false. It's simply fake news. And I refer to guns as a contagion because epidemiologically, we have essentially an epidemic of gun violence in this country, that we have a higher rate than what we might expect, which is the definition of an epidemic, when you compare us to any of our peer countries. So all of that goes to say that guns represent an agent that causes poor health, that poor health be it death or injury, and we should treat it as such.
Many people think that when patients are having routine doctor's exams, the doctors should ask about gun ownership. What might they ask that could help prevent mass shootings?
Well, we know, for example, that more children in this country die from guns than die from cancer. This is something that is not well appreciated, but the data are widely available. And in doctors' offices, doctors ask, as is appropriate, for example, about safety seats for children and whether or not kids are being buckled up in cars, etc. It strikes me then as entirely reasonable for doctors to ask about guns in the house, whether they're being stored properly, whether they're under lock and key, whether children have access to them. It is our responsibility as doctors to make sure that we help inform patients as to how they can be safe, and we know that guns do not keep people safe.
I want to get you to respond to something the National Rifle Association tweeted out yesterday in the wake of the Thousand Oaks, California shooting. They tweeted, quote, "Someone should tell self-important anti-gun doctors to stay in their lane." When it comes to gun violence, what's your response?
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand that. It is a doctor's job. It is with the Hippocratic Oath for us to look after patients and in the context of public health to look after the health of whole populations. And when we see something that is causing massive injury and massive death, it is our responsibility to engage with it. It's the same with guns as it is with motor vehicle safety, as it is with an infectious disease, as it is with obesity.
But you know, I'm sure from your conversations, that doctors are very reluctant to ask their patients about guns and a lot of other issues because they don't want to pry into their private lives. So how do you translate all of this into meaningful action and change?
Yeah, I do agree that doctors are reluctant, but I'm not sure that it's out of fear of, as you put it, prying into private lives. I think it's, frankly, out of fear of the issue because the issue has become so politicized that there is a personal cost to being engaged with the issue. But I think the tide is turning. The leading medical associations, leading public health associations have all made it very clear that guns are a concern for those of us in health, and that the doctors, as a result, and public health professionals have a responsibility to engage with the issue. And I think this is changing. You know, we should not forget that in this last election, guns were one of the top four concerns on voters' minds, which is really a sea change. I mean, guns have become something that we as a population want to do something about. We understand that this is hurting us unnecessarily. We understand that our children are doing lockdown drills in schools, and we do not like that.
Dr. Sandro Galea, Dean of the Boston University School of Public Health, thanks very much for speaking about this with WBUR's Morning Edition today.
Thank you for having me.